It is a catchy little tune, isn't it? Mm. James Bond's new movie is shaking things up, and Amy is going to tell us why. She's over there in the social square. Amy?
That's right. Italian beauty Monica Bellucci has been turning heads for years, and now she's turning what it means to be a Bond girl upside down. The news that she's the new movie love interest for James Bond is trending big this morning because she's older than 007 himself. Meet Bellucci, Monica Bellucci. She will be James Bond's newest and oldest love interest when Spectre hits theaters in November. But don't call the 50-year-old Italian stunner a Bond girl. In a new interview with the Daily Mail's Event magazine, she says, "I'd prefer to be called a Bond woman or perhaps a Bond lady." The mother of two steamed-up screens in the Matrix trilogy.
"I want you to kiss me."
And she's honored to join the ranks of Ursula Andress and Halle Berry.
"Magnificent view."
"And I have so much respect for all those actresses that are beautiful and talented."
Since 1962, 007 has liked his martinis.
"Shaken, not stirred."
And his femme fatale, strong and almost always young.
"But such a thing is not meant to last."
Bellucci is two decades older than the average Bond girl, age of 30. She tells Vanity Fair Italia, "It's finally clear a mature woman doesn't lose her charm." This comes at a time when 60 looks like the new 40. Christie Brinkley wowed the world with this People magazine spread at 60.
"Dad, you're beautiful."
And 69-year-old Helen Mirren is the new face of L'Oreal.
"A perfect age is now."
Yes, it is.
She's so hot. Yes.
I'll have what they're having.
Yeah.
And the hope is that the choice of Bellucci as Bond woman will bring a whole new audience for the spy series. And as she says, true sexiness is in the mind, the imagination, not in the age of the body.
Well, and I think with experience comes sexiness as well. And that's what she's going to bring to the table. I love this choice.
Bringing a lot to the table.
Well said, George.
I notice you've been silent over there, Rob.